Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 26th of March 1970. Do you wish to speak today or do you wish to go beyond speaking? Do you like the stage of being beyond speaking or do you enjoy speaking? The children answered, both. Bab Dada asked, which do you enjoy more? Is it possible to be in a stage of being beyond speaking, even whilst speaking? Can both be combined? Or is it that you can only go beyond speaking when you are not speaking? If it is possible, when will it happen? How much time do you need to stabilize yourself in this stage? Is it possible now? Do you need a few months or a few years? Can you start to practice it now or whilst involved in your activity? Or is it that you are not able to practice it? If you can't do it, is it possible to do it from this moment? Those who are called Maharathis should have both their practice and practical application hand in hand. This is the difference between Maharathis and horse riders. The sign of Maharathis is that as soon as they practice something, it takes on the practical form. Horse riders will practice something and it will take a practical form later, whereas the cavalry will simply keep on thinking about their plans. This is the difference. The words, there is the attention, or we will practice it, should never emerge from the lips of the children. You have now gone beyond that stage. Now, your actions should be whatever your thoughts are. There should be no difference between your thoughts and your actions. Those are childish things. First, to have a thought, then to create plans and then to carry them out. These are not the days for that. How far has the study progressed? It is now in the final stage. You have to pay attention to what the virtues and task of the Maharathis are. Today, Baba has come to tell you that and to give you a vision of the form of the final stage. Only if you now imbibe what a serviceable soul can or cannot do, what he can speak or cannot speak, will you become the final image. You saw the proof of this in a practical form. Was Baba's practice and practical application of it the same or was there a difference? Whatever were his thoughts were also the actions. It is the duty of the children to follow, to place their footsteps in Baba's footsteps. To take a step means to place a foot in a footstep. A person will follow someone who is similar to himself. When will that stage come? Maharathis will never use the word sometimes. Will you do it sometimes? Or will you do it now? The word sometimes does not suit you. The word sometimes proves that there is a weakness. One is definitely do something and the other is to say, yes, I shall do it. I will think about it. I have courage, but I do not have faith. These words of those who are faithful are not like this. The meaning of faithful is to have faith in the intellect. To have faith in the intellect, in thoughts, words, and actions. It is not just to have faith in the intellect, in knowledge, and Baba's introduction, but to have faith in the intellect even in one's thoughts. There will be faith in their words. None of their words will ever lack courage. such a soul is called a Maharathi. To be a Maharathi means to be great. What plans have you created amongst yourselves? Have you created such a plan through which the plan of the new world will also take a practical form? For the plan of the new world to take a practical form, it means that nothing of the old world should happen in a practical form. Everyone says this, some in their minds and others through their words. Many plans have been created. We shall now see what happens in a practical form. However, to finish even this thought for always is the task of a Maharathi. Everyone's vision at present is on the special jewels of Madhuban. So you have to show them such a vision, that their vision only sees your transformed vision. Now, you should not have that old vision or that old attitude. Only then will the final drums beat. This is not a common gathering. This is a gathering that will perform wonders. You have to become such an image that when you leave this gathering, everyone will just experience Bap Dada's words in a practical way. Bap Dada's sanskars, not your own, should be visible in everyone's sanskars. After removing all the old sanskars, what sanskars do you have to fill yourself with? Those of Bap Dada. So everyone should have a vision that you have emerged from here having become similar to Bap Dada. You have to make everyone do this. None of the past sanskars or thoughts should come in front of you. First of all, check. Are these Bap Dada's sanskars? If they are not Bap Dada's sanskars, do not even touch those sanskars. You should not touch them with your intellect, even in thoughts. Just as you would not touch anything that is criminal, in the same way, if those sanskars are not the same as Bap Dada's, do not even touch them. When you keep a discipline in order not to do something, then no matter what situation comes in front of you, you will not do that. Instead, you face a situation because of the aim of what you have to do. In the same way, you must not touch your sanskars that are not the same as Bap Dada's. You must think like this. You have climbed the ladder of going beyond the body and bodily relations, but now your sanskars should not emerge even in your intellect. As are your sanskars, so will be your form. If someone's sanskars are of easiness and sweetness, those sanskars take the practical form of them. When your sanskars become the same as Bap Dada's, then everyone will see Bap Dada's form. Exactly as Bap Dada is, so you should have the same virtues, the same task, the same words, and the same thoughts identically. Then it will emerge from everyone's lips, "You seem the same." The features may be different, but the character would be the same. However, the character should be visible in the features. Bap Dada now has this hope in the children. All are loving, the stars of success, the effort-making stars. The effort of serviceable children is successful. They would make effort just for the sake of it, but success is guaranteed for them anyway. Now do you understand what you have to do? You have to do whatever you think and whatever you speak. When Baba hears such words as, "I will think about it, I will see, my idea is that," Then Baba laughs. What is this, even now? Those matters seem the same as when an old person is playing with dolls. What does that seem like? So, Bab Dada is smiling. Because even though you are mature, you sometimes start playing the games of your childhood. Do you know what the games with the dolls are? They create a whole life story. They bring it up from little, then they marry it. In the same way, children also create a creation of thoughts in some aspects and sustain it. Then they bring it up and then they themselves are distressed by it. So, is this also not a game of dolls? They then are even amazed at themselves. Now, you must not create such a creation. Bab Dada does not create any wasteful creation, but the children create a wasteful creation and then make effort to finish it and move away from it. Therefore, you must not create such a creation in the first place. You create an accurate creation very quickly, in 1 second, and also create an inaccurate action with just as much speed. You have so many thoughts in 1 second. What need is there to create a creation, give it time, and then to finish it? Now, you have to apply a break to this creation. Those people have birth control. These thoughts are also a creation, and so this is also a birth. There, it is the human population that is ever increasing, and here, it is the number of thoughts that increase. You now have to control them. Because of a weakness in effort, there is creation of thought. Therefore, you now have to finish the name and trace of it. The past things, the past sanskars should be experienced as though you don't know which past they belong to. Their name and trace should be finished to this extent. Your language now has to change. Some words, which are not according to the final stage, emerge even now. This is why you have to have those thoughts, speak those words, and perform those actions. After this patti, everyone should be able to see the sparkle of perfection on your face. If you bring perfection close to you from now, then others will also be able to bring it closer to themselves number-wise. If you bring it about at the end, then what will the others do? The corporeal form, that is Baba, brought about the complete perfect stage in a corporeal form. You were able to see the complete and perfect stage and the corporeal form separately. In the same way, your corporeal form should be visible separately. Which virtue was clearly visible in the corporeal form through which you were able to see perfection coming close? Which virtue was it that on seeing it, everyone used to say that although Baba was in the corporeal form, there was the experience of him being Avyakt? Which virtue was that? Each of the children gave his own idea. Baba continued, the significance of all aspects is one. However, this stage is called being beyond. To be beyond even your own body, to be beyond and to be an observer. An example is given of those who become a detached observer. So a detached observer gives the proof of being an observer and appears in front of you in the form of an example. It is one thing to be beyond even with your intellect, but you should be beyond even in your sanskars. These are my sanskars. Be beyond the consciousness of I. I think that. Be beyond this consciousness of I. I think that? No. But think that this is Bab Dada Srimad. If, after there is knowledge in the intellect, there is the consciousness of I, that consciousness of I causes a loss. Firstly, you have to renounce thinking, I am this body, and secondly, I think this, I am an enlightened soul, I am wise. You also have to finish the consciousness of I. Wherever you have been using the word I, you should remember Bab Dada, and wherever you have been using your own understanding, you should remember Srimad. Firstly, you have to finish the consciousness of I, and secondly, the consciousness of mine. This also makes you come down. You have to finish the consciousness of the four words, I, mine, you, and yours. It is these four words that have taken you away from perfection. You have to finish the consciousness of these four words completely. Did you check the words of the sakar form at the end? What did you hear in every aspect? Baba, Baba. In which aspect were you given a correction for when there was no success in service? Baba used to explain. Whenever you speak, Baba, Baba, and the arrow will hit the target. When you remember Baba, Baba, I, mine, you, and yours, finish. What will your stage become then? Everything will be plain, and you will be able to stay in plain remembrance. At present, you find there is effort in stabilizing yourself in the point form. Why? Because your stage throughout the day is not plain. You are not able to stay in plain remembrance. Somewhere or another, there is the consciousness of I, mine, you, and yours. You were told in the beginning that the golden chains are no less. These chains pull you towards themselves. Each of you should check yourself that the intellect is totally beyond and absolutely plain. How long does it take you to reach somewhere when the road is clear? And how long does it take you when you are on the same road and there are obstructions? When there are obstructions, then there are also obstructions in having plain remembrance. You now have to finish this. When you do this, others that see you will also do the same. You have to reach this stage number-wise. Only when you reach there will others reach there. You have such a responsibility. If there is a limited consciousness in thoughts, words, actions, relationships, or service, then that boundary ties you in a bondage. When you have an unlimited stage, you will be able to stabilize yourself in the unlimited form. You now have to finish whatever alloy is remaining. This bhati is for finishing the alloy. Whenever there is a gathering, it should be a gathering of those who are the same as Bab Dada. You now have to stamp yourself with this perfection. You should have the stage of perfection from the present time. This is the task of the Maharathis. What else do you have to do now? Who can claim a scholarship? Now, others will have vision of those who are to claim a scholarship. It shouldn't be that because Bab Dada is incognito, you should also be incognito. No, the children have to be revealed on the stage. There has to be revelation of the children. Which ones are revealed on the stage of service? So you also have to bring about the revelation of perfection on the stage. Do you think that you will remain incognito until the end? Bhag Dada's part is incognito, but not the children's. So now, you have to bring that about in a revealed form. Do you know what service you now have to do? You have had a conference. Is that alone service? Together with that, which other elevated service do you have to do? Now, the main service is to change your attitude and your vision. It has been remembered to take someone beyond with just a glance. So you have to do this service in a practical form through your attitude and vision. Speech is just an instrument, but there should be service through your vision and attitude in order to make someone perfect or to bring someone into a relationship. You can serve many through this service while sitting in one place in 1 second. Now, Baba will see that practical proof. No matter how tamopradhan some souls may be, you can give them the experience of transformation through your own attitude. Just as in the beginning you had visions of Bab Dada while sitting at home, in the same way, while sitting far away, your powerful attitude will perform such a task. It will be as though you had brought someone by catching hold of his hand. No matter how much of an atheist or tamoguni person someone may be, you will see him totally transformed. You now have to do this service. But there will only be success in this service when your attitude is clear in all other aspects. All of you consider it your responsibility anyway. Even whilst having your own service, each of you has to consider the responsibilities of the yajna in exactly the same way as you look after the responsibilities of your center. You have to offer yourself. Together with speech, there has to be so much power in your attitude and vision that you can transform anyone's sanskars in a very short time. If your attitude and vision do not match your words, you will not attain success. This is the main service. You have to attract the souls of the unlimited world with this unlimited service from now. The service that you think is service is that of creating subjects. However, even the subjects of your subjects will be created by themselves, and they are also being created through exhibitions. Now, you have to give unlimited love. Only then will the entire world consider you to be the bestower of happiness. People call the world emperor the bestower of the world. So now, only when you give happiness will others consider you to be the bestower of happiness. They will only accept you as this when you give happiness. Therefore, you now have to move forward. You can serve many in 1 second. To feel anything, that is, to become sensitive, is a sign of failure. If you have any feeling in any aspect, whether from someone's sanskars, whether in connection with others, or in anyone's service, it means to fail. Then that failure is being accumulated. Nowadays, there is a system to take exams every 3 months, and they accumulate pass or fail marks by the end. Those who fail again and again fail at the end also. Therefore, you have to become totally flawless. When you become flawless, then understand that you have passed fully. If there is any flaw, you will not pass fully. Acha Om Shanti.